June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Tonight, demanding answers.
I have a lot of anxiety.
Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk takes on the Gabby Petito case.
Now I just need a bit.
New insight from survivor Elizabeth Smart.
It's heartbreaking.
Then William Shatner after his mission to space.
And it's gone.
Plus, Hoda Kotb reacts to Katie Couric's book bombshells.
I'll just be curious how she's handling the backlash.
And a double elimination on Dancing sends shockwaves through the cast.
I'm upset. It was brutal.
Then,
hi, Michael.
A red carpet full of costumes.
Open your mouth. Let me check.
Who killed it with their look at the Halloween Kills premiere?
Mommy did a little DIY.
The tragic death of Gabby Petito makes its way to the red table.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, everyone. You know Jada has covered all kinds of topics on her show, but this conversation is an important one: the search for missing people.
And joining her today, one of the most famous faces who lived to tell her terrifying tale, Elizabeth Smart, as we learn new details about Gabby's final days.
Cause: death by strangulation, and manner is homicide.
In Gabby's case in particular, knowing what it's like being on the other side and what may have led up to her final moments, it's heartbreaking.
The body was outside for 3 to 4 weeks.
No, I just need a minute.
Jada's mom, Adrienne, broke down in tears at the red table today as kidnapping survivor Elizabeth Smart discussed Gabby's death and her family's plea to prioritize all missing persons cases.
We can't let her name be taken in vain. This same type of heightened awareness should be continued for everyone.
Every 90 seconds, you know, a person disappears, a person goes missing. They still deserve just every bit as much to be found so that their stories have an ending as well.
Another red table topic: that police body cam video.
I have a lot of anxiety.
CNN senior legal analyst Laura Coates says officers may have overlooked red flags of domestic violence, focusing instead on Gabby's state of mind.
There's a moment when something clicks in this officer's mind, hearing she has anxiety, and something clicks in a, oh, this is what this is.
Right now, the FBI continues to search for Gabby's boyfriend, Brian Laundry, who is the sole person of interest in Gabby's death. This morning, his dad ignored questions about the autopsy results.
Was your son involved in strangling Gabby?
Media stars including John Walsh, Dog the Bounty Hunter, and Nancy Grace have all taken up the case, asking their followers to help find him.
I firmly believe Brian Laundry is very much alive. Listen, when you don't know a horse, look at his track record.
He used her debit cards. Yes. He used his dead girlfriend's debit cards for what? A drive-thru at McDonald's?
Unreal.
Yeah, this case has captivated the entire nation. All right, let's switch gears and head straight to space.
Yep, Captain Kirk did it, y'all. William Shatner completed his mission to the final frontier.
I'm going up into space.
Well, that settles that.
With that blast off today, the 90-year-old Star Trek legend became the oldest person in space, racing 2,200 miles an hour, some 60 miles above the Earth, for 11 minutes. Billionaire Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos, who reportedly comped Shatner the $250,000 ticket, greeted him upon landing as William broke down.
Unbelievable. He's out in space. What do you make of that?
I know. I'm kind of freaking out a little bit.
Yeah, the Today Show's Hoda Kotb was all of us.
He said he was nervous. He just wants to come down.
Well, and it's gone. Jeez. It was so moving.
You know who else has Hoda talking?
I am really going there, if you know what I mean.
former colleague of yours, mm-hmm. Katie Couric, mm-hmm. is coming out with a bombshell book. Yeah.
Some of my colleagues have read it and seen it, and they were saying that, you know, the things that have been excerpted from the book are not the true essence of the entire book. So I'd like to read it. But I am looking forward to sitting down with her. I'll just be curious how she's handling the backlash.
Hoda's making news herself with a recent emotional moment on her new podcast, Making Space.
That's what I cherish in my friendship.
When Oprah said, the word that I use to describe Maria is cherish. And Maria said, I'd never been cherished before. And it just so, like, hit me in a place that I didn't see coming.
Something else Hoda didn't see coming? The Today Show's Halloween costume plans.
I've never not been ugly at Halloween. Like, I was Yoda with red lipstick and a bad hairdo. I was mainly men. But this year is different.
Glam Hoda?
No, big time.
I think you're going to be Kim Kardashian.
Well, we know Jamie Lee Curtis loves a costume party. She had everyone dress up for last night's Halloween Kills premiere, including me. But Jamie, let's just say she went a little psycho.
I'm honoring my beautiful late mama, Janet Lee, but it's a little more meta than that. I'm actually going as Scarlett Johansson as Janet Lee in the movie Hitchcock. So it's meta. And mommy did a little DIY art project the other day. I thought, you know, maybe I need a little bloody shower curtain. Okay, you're just killing me. You're killing me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. What are your nuts?
I lost them a long time ago, I think.
Okay.
Well, I don't know one single actress who didn't want to be Annie Hall, so I'm like living out a fantasy.
Open your mouth. Let me check.
My wife and I were Bonnie and Clyde.
It was the first costume I saw at Trashy Lingerie, and I didn't have a lot of time.
Kyle Richards' circus look? Yeah, it seems fitting since tonight's the night we get to see the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills explosive reunion.
Three words: terrifying, exhausting, oh my God, frightening.
There's some tears. Let's put it this way. Put your seatbelts on.
Who believes Erica did not know anything about what Tom was doing?
I feel like Erica in the hot seat. I don't know how it's going to go for her.
She addressed all the questions that she was asked. It was, again, the most difficult reunion for her, absolutely. It was very uncomfortable at times, trust me.
Kyle was super comfortable returning to the Halloween franchise, though, 43 years after she was in the original. The latest thriller hits theaters and streams on Peacock this Friday.
Michael! What has it been like being the face of this franchise for so long? Thank you so much, Matt Cohen with ET. I'm here with Michael Myers in my squirrel outfit.
Why is Matt Cohen like that? I love that kid. Meanwhile, a different kind of Halloween curse on Dancing with the Stars, the shocking double elimination.
Brian and Sharna.
I'm upset. It was brutal.
It's horrible. Are you kidding me?
Even the contestants didn't see it coming. Real-life couple Brian Austin Green and Sharna had the lowest scores of the night and were sent home. Also booted from the ballroom, former Bachelor Matt James and partner Lindsay.
Why was that the right call?
Well, who knows if it's the right call? It was the right call for me.
Head Judge Len Goodman used his deciding vote to save Real Housewife Kenya Moore, who revealed this to me.
This has been such a tough week for me. I'm dancing injured. I thought I broke my ribs. So the doctor came and examined me, and I was okay.
Mother knows best.
From Len, the 10.
Meanwhile, on the top of the leaderboard, The Office star Melora Hardin nabbed the first 10 of the season, and her pro, Artem, has a theory.
I feel like Len's a crush on Melora. Secretly. He didn't tell us yet, but who knows? That might be the case.
Disney Villains Night had the stars unrecognizable. It took The Miz 4 hours to transform into Scar from The Lion King.
My daughters and I kind of play a game where I'm like, rawr, I'm Scar. And so now I get to actually be Scar.
Don't let it make you cry.
But the night was also emotional. Olivia Jade choked up reflecting on her life after the college admission scandal.
The last few years, and I have a lot of like overwhelming amount of like guilt and shame. But for the first time in like a really long time, I just feel what's really nice to have a new sense of confidence, which obviously comes a lot from Val and being in this show.
Cheryl Burke and Cody Rigsby continue to rally back after COVID, and Cheryl had this special message for her former partner, Jack Osborne.
Jacko, I freaking love him. He's honestly one of my for sure favorites. And he obviously can dance, right? So, I mean, who knew? He is just a stand-up guy, and I just respect him ultimately, and I love him, and I miss him.
Oh, and look who's here, Jacko. Hey. What do you think of Cheryl's message,
Oh, that's
Jack?
So sweet. I love Cheryl. Cheryl's family, so it's always nice to see stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
What is your best and worst memory of Dancing with the Stars?
The best memory, I think it's probably like the adrenaline high, like
Every
you've
time.
Done you and
Every
you get
time.
A good result, you're just like, oh, that was amazing. The worst is the day, on show day, you're just so nervous, like I couldn't eat anything. It was just terrible.
Well, you had a little pep in your step.
Well,
Cheryl makes sure you've got a pep in your step. She knows how to really, she runs a tight ship.
She does. And by the way, we're going to talk about your new show with your sister, Kelly. Yep. We're definitely going to do that. But there's also big TV news.
Especially for fans of Squid Game.
Hey, you should join up with us.
The series breaking viewing records, what we just learned about a season two. Then,
what are you doing here?
From Bridgerton to The Crown, new shots from the set. Plus,
there's cameras everywhere and I can't stop crying.
Jennifer Aniston's confession to Rob Lowe, why the Friends reunion wasn't all smiles.
It's very bittersweet.
Hey everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
You're completely on your own. You won't even hear each other scream in the middle of the night.
Okay.
Nope. Not me. Jack Osborne and his sister Kelly about to spend the night on the haunted Queen Mary in Jack and Kelly Osborne Night of Terror, streaming next Sunday on Discovery Plus. What is it about this ship that makes it so scary?
So the Queen Mary has just had such a crazy history. I mean, it transported like a million people across the Atlantic just during World War II alone. Mm-hmm. There's been so much that's happened on that ship.
Oh, yeah. Just fully moved.
Is it like more fun or just wilder doing this with your sister though?
Kelly is a total skeptic. In fact, she's beyond skeptic. Uh-huh. She's just like a non-believer in this.
Oh my God.
I do need to ask you about your mom. Mm-hmm. She has been very outspoken since she left the talk.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just sad on all fronts.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
How do you heal though? How does she heal? Because it feels like she's still struggling.
It's been tough, you know? She's got a fighting spirit. She knows how to kind of, you know, hustle her way out of things. You know, a lot of friendships ended and that to me has been the difficult thing.
Crazy. Going back to the Osbournes, mm-hmm. 20 years.
Yes.
20 years since the show. Would you guys do it again?
There's been two or three times where it was gonna happen, mm-hmm. legitimately. And it always fell through at the last kind of, you know, at that 95-yard line.
Why?
It's because of just the way TV is structured now.
Yeah.
Reality TV is a cheap industry, and my family are expensive. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Hello. I heard that. Well, tune in to Jack and Kelly Osborne, Night of Terror. The new special begins streaming Sunday, October 24th, on Discovery Plus. Now, we have got more TV magic, starting with our new Rob Lowe exclusive. Get out of here!
He's celebrating 30 years of marriage, but why his sons want nothing to do with his relationship advice.
Dad, stay out of my dating life.
Then,
the wedding is about to begin.
Only ET's behind the scenes of this week's Y&R I Do's filled with
messy stuff.
Chaos.
Yeah, you want.
Disaster.
Yes.
That That's Dominic West and Elizabeth Debicki, the spitting images of Prince Charles and Princess Diana. They're filming season 5 of The Crown in Spain.
You.
And Bridgerton is back to filming as well after briefly shutting down production due to COVID. Jonathan Bailey saddled up for a scene. Season 2 is all about his search for a wife and maybe winning back the show's Netflix crown, which was snatched by Squid Game.
I think that doll senses when you move around.
The series drew in 111 million viewers in just its first month, making it Netflix's biggest launch in history. What do we know about season 2? Well, nothing's confirmed, and the show's creator was initially apprehensive, but now feels a lot of pressure to deliver and an obligation to explain unaddressed storylines and that open-ended final scene. Could we see a revenge plot in the sequel? Yes, please.
Green light. Red light.
And premiering this Sunday on HBO, season 3 of Succession.
So the show picks up immediately after season 2 left off. Everyone's in crisis mode a little bit.
You sound deranged.
Rachel Smith was with the stars in New York. Kieran Culkin was open to some new casting ideas.
Might we ever see one of your siblings cross over into the Succession world?
That would be cool, wouldn't it? Yeah, I would be game for that. That would be cool. That sounds like fun.
Hopefully somebody is somewhere writing that episode right now. Well, Rob Lowe and his friend Jennifer Aniston know what it's like being on hit TV shows. Rob revealed to our Matt Cohen that their recent TV reunions were more than bittersweet.
I had done a Parks and Rec reunion. I had done a West Wing reunion. And so when I talked to Jen about her Friends reunion, just the fact that it's something both of us have done, I think enabled her to open up in a way that she never had before.
I think it really took us all down way harder than we anticipated.
It's very bittersweet to go back and visit something that was important to you because you're different, time has moved on, and you can never go home again.
A lot has changed, and we have all gone down different roads.
It was brutal.
There are cameras everywhere, and I can't stop crying.
Rob has a talent for getting his celeb friends to confess. He hosts 2 different podcasts, and when it comes to revealing his own secrets, he shares how he and his wife Cheryl have stayed married for 30 years.
What is your advice to make that real?
If you choose the right partner, you're so far ahead of the game. In the earlier days, we both had less therapy and did not understand how to properly communicate. There's not a lot to fight about. But when we do, it's a great opportunity to sort of re-celebrate coming together again, and you got to take advantage of it.
Rob and Cheryl have 2 adult sons, Matthew Edward and John Owen.
What advice do you have for your sons in the dating world?
They're like very much like, Dad, stay out of my dating life. I remember my parents trying to weigh in, you know, and you're like, Get out of here. It's all about who is going to be their partner. That's where we are in the Lowe house.
John Owen is actually a writer on 911 Lone Star, which returns to Fox in January. And Rob's secret to staying fit? He credits his Atkins lifestyle.
It's really trying to cut those carbs, trying to keep the sugar low. And I've been trying to take care of myself for a long time. And I think when you invest in that, you start to see the results the older you get.
Whatever you're doing, my dude, keep doing it, because it's working. Now, let's get to our favorite part of daytime TV, a wedding. Now, only E.T. was on set for the I Do drama on The Young and the Restless.
The wedding is about to begin.
You look stunning.
Thank you, Daddy.
I think I've been married 6 times. This will be my 7th.
The flowers are arranged, the guests have arrived, but will Victoria and Ashland, aka Amelia Hindley and Richard Berge, actually say I do when The Young and the Restless airs tomorrow on CBS? The only thing anyone knows for sure is there will be drama.
There's lots of intrigue around the groom, and he is apparently not who he says he is.
I think we all probably have skeletons in our closet. My closet is just a little bit bigger. More varied.
There are many surprises, a lot of things to do with the dress.
I'm literally minutes away from walking down the aisle and I discover that I have the wrong dress.
It is probably a bride's worst nightmare.
Yeah, soap opera weddings never go off without a hitch, but newest cast member Rory Gibson says when it comes to getting married, he's a one and done kind of guy.
Once
I'm trying to be a gentleman.
Wow, what a rookie. That is the wrong answer. That would be the most boring career ever, bro. Have I taught you nothing in the 3 days you've been here? You want messy stuff.
Chaos.
Yeah, you
disaster.
Want...
disaster.
Yes.
Maybe in real life, but on the soap, she's got like 10 marriages.
At least
left.
10 yeah, marriages.
15 deaths.
And, right, and a bunch of affairs in between those. All right, coming up. Oh, this is going to be fun. A special announcement from these guys. Give Nichelle a hug.
Oh, no.
Give her some
yeah,
love. Give her a hug,
folks.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Join us tomorrow, everybody, for our Ghostbusters Afterlife exclusive. Only we are with OG Ernie Hudson.
After seeing it, I know they won't be disappointed.
Uh-huh. How's that
yeah.
for you? Now, listen, before we go, we're going to make this thing a party, y'all. Come on, Chris.
Come on in here. Come on in here. Oh, come in. Come
here.
Yes, yeah. The Teletubbies in the house.
Their new album, Ready, Steady, Go, on Friday. They have not released new music in over 20 years. Come on, let's
wow.
see those moves.
Let's see what you got. What you got? What you got? What you got?
Hey.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Ready, steady,
hey,
go.
Hey, hey. Is that what everybody's doing?
Ready,
this right here?
Go.
Can we get the Teletubby move?
Hey.
Bye, y'all.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.